Oh, I love this town time. Thursday afternoon, this time of day. We frequently say that to each other. I love this town. I love living in a small town. This small town, any small community, the rural areas in between here in Mendocino County and nearby points beyond, including the woods there. Bruce Hornsby referring to the woods. We all live in small communities, and we talk about it often, but the reason that we love it so much, or one of the reasons we love it so much, comes down to the people. And today's story is about that, about how people in small communities not only notice each other and are friendly, but also help. And as Jamie, our storyteller today from Fort Bragg, points out, often that help extends beyond what you might think of as our community borders, helping each other near or far, home or away. Here's Jamie's story. I was in a bit of a quandary when I found out that my 91-year-old mother had a major plumbing issue at her house. We are talking dishwasher's got to be replaced. There's structural problems. There's repairs and purchases and installations and so much work that needs to be done. And she lives in San Jose. Also, adding to my despair, all of the work and purchasing and installation that she needed done, all of it fell outside my realm of expertise. And also, understandably, being older, she was concerned about a complete stranger coming into her home, but she knew no one who could help. Well, a lot of thoughts and suggestions, of course, but none panned out until, as I was weighing some of the other ideas, a light went on in my brain. One of my friends slash acquaintances here in Mendocino County also owns property in San Jose. Maybe she knew some people or businesses that she could recommend. So I emailed her, and she replied with several business referrals. But she also included the name of her grandson, who, as it happens, lives in San Jose and had been dealing with a very similar situation. She thought maybe her grandson would be able to give me some good references too. So, you know, of course, I'm at this point feeling much better about the situation, and I called Sam, the grandson, and I identified myself referencing his grandmother. Like that, he was there. He immediately was willing to help out. In fact, that afternoon, he met my mom, met up with her to assess the situation. Turns out it wasn't nearly as awful as we had been told. And then Sam and his wife offered to not only help my mother with this project, but also if they could help her in the future, take her on errands when she needs, if they could help in some other way, they wanted her to know they would be there for her. Wow! How nice! And what a massive relief. Jamie writes, to me, this is some of the power of our small communities, people willing to help each other out, even when it doesn't involve them directly. And that help extends well beyond our own community. Awesome. I love this town. Me too, Jamie. And thank you. I love this town.